We're back, this time with Jonty Olive Cooper, who's a researcher with Demos. Hi, Jonty.
Hi there. So I've just been speaking with Craig Newmark from Craigslist on the subject of how can we help use technology to solve the budget crisis, solve public service crisis. And I think it's a really good session. Lots and lots of people there, lots of comment. I think there's three sort of points I was trying to put across. One was that the challenge is bigger and different from what most people think it is. So a lot of people have been talking about, okay, we're in a recession, and people don't like politicians very much, and there's a kind of obvious set of problems there, which contrasts a lot with the world of the web and Twitter, where everybody's friends with each other and everybody's very active, engaged. So we just need to port those things across. I think that's not quite as simple as it really is. So one of the problems is that people tend to blame things on politicians themselves, and really you get the politicians you deserve, and in this country we're not very involved in democracy, and so that's part of the issue. The second point I tried to make was that we're facing a triple crunch at the moment. We know about the financial crisis and the credit crunch, but there's two other kinds of crunch going on. There's a series of mega challenges like aging, climate change, chronic and behavioural disease, international development problems, and the shifting balance of power that we saw at the G20. And those five things together, I think that those kind of really long-term problems we've known about for a long time, but we've kind of ignored, and now we're reaching critical point. Like next year, people who were born in 1945 will be 65 and will retire. And so, although the population has been aging for a long time, that's suddenly going to speed up, for example. So we have that crisis. We have the recessionary crisis. So dole queues and government has to pay for all that. And just at the same time, we've also got a budgetary crisis because the economy has collapsed. Canary Wharf and North Sea oil are running out, which is the basis of the economy, and we're in enormous debt. So just try and say that the public service problem is much bigger than people have really been talking about, thinking about in the past. So how do you deal with that? Well, I think you can't rely on just cuts. They won't go far enough, they're not big enough, and they tend to destroy the service, obviously. So we have to be thinking about how do we really innovate out of this. And so where does technology come into play in that? I think in a couple of different ways. One is about making it easier to express your voice. Not so much about your opinion of how something needs to be improved, the answer is, but actually identifying what problems are a bit faster, and a bit more with more depth and richness. And if you can do that, then you can tailor the solution much more accurately. And some of the work I think Public has been doing in the sessions recently is sort of on that theme. Second thing is maybe about collaborative solutions. So you can think about, you know, examples like in New Zealand where they did their new criminal justice bill. They put it up on Wikipedia and people could edit it for a year. So that kind of thing is interesting. And then finally, I think that there's a big space for community activity, because most of our intractable problems are about behaviour. And we know that one of the big things to change the behaviour is the herd instinct. If other people are doing it too, then you tend to change your behaviour. But if nobody else does it, you don't do it. So the web is a good way of us linking up and showing when other people are doing something, and that builds a head of steam and momentum towards social change on, for example, you know, environmental issues. So it was a really interesting session, and I think hope we had made a little bit of an impact.
Do you think that the fact that the web is primarily an innovative space, does that create problems when we're trying to look to the past for the roots of a current situation in order to understand how it unfolded, and therefore build solutions based on kind of cause rather than just that kind of utopian idealism that a lot of web thinkers tend to get into?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think that the web, the people who are most heavily involved in the web often do have that kind of, you know, it is the kind of cliche sort of slightly tree-huggery. It's a kind of 1960s movement in a way. And I do think that that does obscure some of the problems. I mean, the cause of the economic crisis is nothing to do with the web, really, and it's specifically to do with certain macroeconomic factors. But what that means, that has a knock-on to these other crises I was mentioning about, say, pensions or ageing. Now, so you're right that the web is primarily involved with young people, techies, and, you know, and it's most innovative and cutting edge. In Shoreditch, it's quite a long way from the old people's home in Gloucestershire or something like that. But I think that that is exactly the challenge, is how do you, if this is good in one place, how do we take it to, how do we scale it up? And to my mind, partly that's about digital divide, partly it's about giving a better time. And partly it's that we've just got to realise the scale of the problem, and that gives us an urgency to act.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
No problem.